Kelvin Davis joins us. Thank you for your time, Kelvin. Tēnā koe.
Morena Dale, tēnā koe.
I see you're a bit upbeat. The Māori flag's going to fly alongside the New Zealand flag for the FIFA Women's World Cup. How'd that come to be?
Oh, I just think common sense prevailed. And, you know, FIFA have got all these rules about things. It's quite, some of them are quite bizarre and they don't really fit the New Zealand context. So, you know, there's been a lot of discussions. The Minister for Sport in particular, that's Grant Robertson, has been having discussions about certain things. So, no, it just makes sense. It's great. I'm really pleased.
Tēnā koe. Oranga Tamariki's still hot in the news. It seems that media outlets have a preoccupation here. I'm not saying that it's not important, but there's a lot going on in Te Ao Māori, and this is but a portion of it. The plight of these young people, they should be and always should be paramount. 6 years on, and there's some criticism that you're good at issuing reports. Some say an institutional inertia. When's the change management going to happen that has been proposed? And how do you answer people who say that you are that under your watch, it seems OT's part of a reportathon?
Well, first of all, I've only been the minister for 2.5 years, so people need to remember that. Secondly, there's a number of parts to the work that Oranga Tamariki do. There's the work in the community, making sure children are safe, that you know, the uplift sort of area of work. The numbers of children going into care have reduced significantly from, numbers of children in care have reduced from about 6,300 to now about 4,300. The numbers of uplifts, that's what sparked the whole furore back in 2019, those numbers have dropped significantly, you know, basically falling away. There still are some kids that are being uplifted, but like I said at the time when I became the minister, that they would be done differently, and that's happening. There's the work around the care and protection residences where we want to shift away from the model that is there now. But of course, when you want to build new types of residences based in the community, there's a whole resource consent process. There's a number of processes like that Oranga Tamariki can't just swipe to the side and plonk things anywhere in any community. And at the moment, the youth justice side of things is in the spotlight, and fair enough too, I'm not going to deny. So what happened in the National Act, Māori Party government made a law change that came into effect in July of 2019 that allowed 17 and 18-year-olds into youth justice residences. Then we basically went straight into lockdown for 2.5 years, which sort of had a bit of a false sense of security. There was less crime, fewer people in youth justice residences. And then when those restrictions came off midway through last year, then we started to see the rise in the, say, 18-year-olds coming into the youth justice residences. So this time last year, there was 0 18-year-olds. Now I think there's 12 18-year-olds in the youth justice residences. Their behaviour does have an impact. There's a big difference between an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old young person. So Oranga Tamariki is now addressing that. And in fact, the review that we announced that's being led by Mike Bush is actually, stuff is happening. We're not just waiting for a report at the end of it. Stuff is happening straight away. The residences themselves, the environmentally, so they're about 25, 30 years old, the buildings themselves, there are some design flaws that have been there ever since, and the young people have worked them out and are now taking advantage of those design flaws that allow them to actually do things like get up on the roofs. Those things I had been saying to OT for about 6 months now, those need to be fixed. Even from my untrained eye, I could see that there were those environmental problems, climbing points on fences, stuff like that. They took a long time. OT wasn't really reacting fast enough. Now Mike Bush and is in there. He's brought in a few more people that he trusts, and to be quite honest, I think we've seen more movement in the last 3 weeks since that review was announced than we have seen in the previous 12 months. So there is a lot going on in the space, and a lot is being sorted out as we speak, not just waiting for a report to come out in 3 or 4 months' time or whenever it is.
What would you say of those who criticise Mike Bush's appointment here, saying that there are a swag of second-tier managers on good dosh, you know, in the 300 clicks area too, that they're earning, but yet we have to reach outside the organisation to find an ex-policeman to come in and tidy things up? Some suggesting that the organisation is broken beyond repair. How do you respond to those sorts of criticisms?
Yeah, so when you do stuff to fix the organisation, I wouldn't say it's broken beyond repair, but there you get in the people that have the skills to do the job, and you know, I wasn't happy with the pace of change. Chappie Dukane certainly wasn't happy with the pace of change. He acted immediately upon hearing that what set the review with Mike Bush off was the report of a person with some inappropriate behaviour. The person was stood down, and that situation was looked at. Like, we sort of hoped that it was an isolated event. Then in another residence, totally unrelated, about a week later, another similar event happened.
And there's Chappie been 17 Oranga Tamariki staff have been stood down.
Yeah, but that's come out since the review. So what's happened is that here's the review, get in and have a good look at it, make the environment safe so that staff can, if they have concerns, disclosures to make, that they feel safe that they can make the disclosures. So this is part of fixing the system up, is making sure that staff are safe and young people are safe to make disclosures and they know that they'll be acted upon. So it's about knowing that there's a problem and then fixing it, and that's what's happening. I know people want the system to be perfect from the outset. Well, it would have been perfect 50 or 60 years ago. But what I'm trying to say is that over all the ranges of work that Oranga Tamariki is doing, there has been significant improvements, and now it's the youth justice side of things that is in the spotlight. Got to remember that we know that these children are traumatised, they're troubled, but they have committed some very serious crimes. The alternative to them being in a youth justice situation, well, there's two alternatives. One is that they're let out into the community, and I'm talking some of the most serious of crimes. I don't think the community of any part of the community would like the fact that some of these young people are walking around free. The other alternative that ACT is proposing is that they go straight into the correction system. Now, I am vehemently opposed to putting 14, 15-year-olds straight into the corrections system from the outset. So this is not a simple thing. Sound bites don't cut it. People who are full of opinions in the community, that, you know, they don't have the full facts. But what is happening is that we've identified a problem. We've brought in the people that are really skilled at addressing these sorts of things. And they are, like I say, since the review has been announced, I've seen more action in those 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it is, than I've seen in probably the previous 12 months. So it is happening. It's, you know what, we're not hiding it. One of the things that has probably happened in the past is these issues have arisen, and they've been dealt with quietly. People don't want to, the ministers, the agencies don't want them to sort of come to light because they'll cop the criticism. We said, no, this isn't good enough. Let's have a review. You know, let's get Mike Bush in. We'll announce it. We'll make sure that it is out there so that people can see what is being done. And we're certainly not sweeping things under the carpet, which is what's happened in the past.
Thanks, Kelvin. Thanks for sharing some kōrero today. And all the best for the week. It's a special week for us all with Matariki. I'll talk again with you soon. Mauri ora kia koe, Kelvin. Thank you.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. It's 8 to 8.